Maybe it was all for the best, come to think of it. Stack 'em high, sell 'em cheap, get 'em off your hands. It made it much easier to spread them in a gesture of injured innocence when you said, "Who, me?" They were really pretty, though, except, strangely enough, for the writing. It was on the bottom of each globe in shaky, amateurish letters, as if done by someone who had never seen writing before and was trying to copy some down. On the bottom of every globe, below the intricate little snowflake-covered building, were the words, "A present from Ankh-Morpork." Mustrum Ridcully, Arch-Chancellor of Unseen University, was a shameless auto-condimenter. Someone who will put certainly salt and probably pepper on any meal you put in front of them, whatever it is, and regardless of how much it's got on it already, and regardless of how it tastes. Behavioural psychiatrists working for fast food outlets around the universe have saved billions of whatever the local currency is by noting the auto-condimenting phenomenon and advising their employers to leave seasoning out in the first place. This is really true. He had his own special cruet put in front of him at every meal. It consisted of salt, 3 types of pepper, 4 types of mustard, 4 types of vinegar, 15 different types of chutney, and his special favourite, Wow Wow sauce, a mixture of mature scumble, pickled cucumbers, capers, mustard, mangoes, figs, grated wahuni, anchovy essence, asafoetida, and significantly sulphur and saltpetre for added potency. Ridcully inherited the formula from his uncle, who, after half a pint of sauce on a big meal one evening, had a charcoal biscuit to settle his stomach, lit his pipe, and disappeared in mysterious circumstances, although his shoes were found on the roof the following summer. There was cold mutton for lunch. Mutton went well with Wow Wow sauce. On the night of Ridcully Sr.'s death, for example, it had gone at least 3 miles. Mustrum tied his napkin behind his neck, rubbed his hands together, and reached out. The cruet moved. He reached out again. It slid away. Ridcully sighed. "All right, you fellows," he said. "No magic at table. You know the rules. Who's playing, silly buggers?" The other senior wizards stared at him.
I don't think we can play it any more,"
said the bursar, who at the moment was only occasionally bouncing off the sides of sanity.
I think we lost some of the pieces."
He looked around, giggled, and went back to trying to cut his mutton with a spoon. The other wizards were keeping knives out of his way at present. The entire cruet floated up into the air and started to spin slowly, then it exploded. The wizards, dripping vinegar and expensive spices, watched it owlishly. "It was probably the sauce," the dean ventured. "It was definitely going a bit critical last night." Something dropped on his head and landed in his lunch. It was a black iron screw, several inches long. Another one mildly concussed the bursar. After a second or two, a third landed point down on the table by the Arch-Chancellor's hand and stuck there. The wizards turned their eyes upwards. The great hall was lit in the evenings by one massive chandelier, although the word so often associated with glittering prismatic glassware seemed inappropriate for the huge, heavy, black, tallow-encrusted thing that hung from the ceiling like a threatening overdraft. It could hold 1,000 candles. It was directly over the senior wizard's table. Another screw tinkled onto the floor by the fireplace. The Arch-Chancellor cleared his throat. "Run," he suggested. The chandelier dropped. Bits of table and crockery smashed into the walls. Lumps of lethal tallow the size of a man's head whirred through the windows. A whole candle, propelled out of the wreckage at a freak velocity, was driven several inches into a door. The Arch-Chancellor disentangled himself from the remains of his chair. "Bursar!" he yelled. The bursar was exhumed from the fireplace.
"Yes, Arch-Chancellor?" he quavered.
"What was the meaning of that?"
Ridcully's hat rose from his head. It was a basic floppy-brimmed, pointy wizarding hat, but adapted to the Arch-Chancellor's outgoing lifestyle. Fishing flies were stuck in it. A very small pistol crossbow was shoved in the hatband in case he saw something to shoot while out jogging, and Mustrum Ridcully had found that the pointy bit was just the right size for a small bottle of Bentinck's very old peculiar brandy. He was quite attached to his hat. But it was no longer attached to him. It drifted gently across the room. There was a faint but distinct gurgling noise. The Arch-Chancellor leapt to his feet,